Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. If you lived through the 1980s, and many of us did in one way or another, you might remember a certain TV commercial that often ran late at night, that often ran period, with two hippies sitting in front of their van as they touted the wonders of a mail-order 60s classic rock anthology. For the next hour, Miles Davis, Nina Simone, Jackie McLean, and some other great artists are going to help us give a jazz twist on that commercial's concept. It's Freedom Jazz, coming up next on Nightlights.
We'll be right back.
Stan Kenton Orchestra in 1961 doing Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim's America, a rather infamously sardonic song from the musical West Side Story, with its "Everything Free in America for a Small Fee in America" refrain that comes from Kenton's version of the musical score, an album that sold quite well and netted Kenton a Grammy for Best Big Band Jazz Recording. It's Freedom Jazz this week on Nightlights, serving up our own jazz celebration of freedom and America, with music on the way from Miles Davis, Charles Mingus, Ornette Coleman, and Nina Simone. When I think about jazz artists in America, I certainly think about Louis Armstrong, who was, of course, a great pioneer of the music, and who thought he'd been born on July 4th, 1900, which seemed so perfect that it was a bit sad when researchers eventually determined that he'd actually been born a year and a month later. But I also think of Duke Ellington, whose incredible compositional tapestry of music, written across five decades of great upheaval, challenges, and change in American life, can almost be seen as a long, ongoing portrait of the country Ellington traveled and all the people that he met during those years. During the early years of America's involvement in World War II, the Ellington Orchestra often began its concerts with a rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner, including its eventually legendary performance at Carnegie Hall in January 1943, when Ellington debuted his Black, Brown, and Beige suite. We'll hear that recording, and we'll also hear from Ray Charles, who was asked many times to perform the Star-Spangled Banner, and who always declined, saying he didn't think the song was a good fit for his approach, but who did do Quincy Jones's arrangement of America the Beautiful for his 1972 album of social consciousness songs, A Message from the People. Although it flopped as a single, over the years it became a concert staple for Charles. First, Duke Ellington and the Star-Spangled Banner on Nightlights.
Majesties. Whoa! Now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America. Sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
Charles's epic 1972 recording of America the Beautiful, arranged by Quincy Jones from the Ray Charles Anthology, and Duke Ellington before that doing the Star Spangled Banner at the beginning of his January 1943 wartime Carnegie Hall concert. If you ever want to read a good book about Duke Ellington in America, check out Harvey Cohen's Duke Ellington's America, which takes a look at Ellington's music and life in the context of the times in which he lived, the 1920s through the 1970s, certainly a very interesting stretch of American history. Saxophonist Eddie Harris wrote a tune in the 1960s that helped inspire the concept of this nightlight show in a way. It's Freedom Jazz Dance, which Harris called a fusion of rhythm and avant-garde, and it caught the ear of trumpeter Miles Davis, who recorded it in 1966 with his great quintet of that era that included tenor saxophonist Wayne Shorter and pianist Herbie Hancock. Harris had already broken big at the start of the 1960s when he turned down an offer to tour Europe with Quincy Jones's orchestra, in part because his mother insisted that he make a record, which Harris hadn't done yet. Well, it's good that Harris listened to his mother. The night before the recording date, Harris was out with a woman who'd later become his wife, and he heard the movie theme from Exodus on the jukebox. He ended up putting in enough dimes to hear the song 20 times and wrote out the arrangement as he sat at the restaurant table. The ink from his pen soaked through the tablecloth and ruined it, and the restaurant demanded that he and his future wife pay for it. And they did, but it didn't matter, because Exodus became a huge hit for Eddie Harris. With a title that's become a metaphor for an oppressed group of people seeking liberation in a new land, Exodus seems appropriate for a Freedom Jazz show. Here's Eddie Harris's performance of it on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Miles Davis and his so-called second great quintet doing Eddie Harris's Freedom Jazz Dance from Davis's 1967 album Miles Smiles, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Harris himself before that doing the theme from the movie Exodus, playing tenor sax with Willie Pickens on piano, Joseph DiOrio on guitar, William Yancey on bass, and Harold Jones on drums from Harris's 1961 album Exodus to Jazz. I'll have more Freedom Jazz in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients. On the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Freedom Jazz on Nightlights. Freedom Jazz is the theme on this edition of Nightlights, with two pieces now that reflect the yearning and ambivalence of the 1960s civil rights era, from artists who were each outspoken in their own way about racial injustice in America, singer Nina Simone and bassist-composer Charles Mingus. Simone, who started out singing a not-too-unusual jazz and popular song repertoire in the late 1950s, became one of the most versatile vocalists of the late 1960s in her choice of material, doing just about everything, rock, soul, blues, jazz, and pop tunes, and message songs as well, like Backlash Blues, which featured lyrics by poet and Simone friend Langston Hughes. One of Simone's most noted recordings from this era was her take on Billy Taylor and Dick Dallas's I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. Taylor actually wrote the music for his daughter, Kim, and said he liked the song because of its spiritual quality. With the lyrics added, it became a widely covered cultural anthem, recorded by artists ranging from soul singer Solomon Burke to the young, up-and-coming country pop star John Denver. We'll hear Simone's version. First, Charles Mingus in a piece he wrote and recorded in the early 1960s, which has the mood of a warning lament, kind of captures the edgy vibe of the times. Freedom on Nightlights.
This mule ain't from Moscow. This mule ain't from the South. But this mule's had some learning. Mostly mouth to mouth. This mule could be called stubborn and lazy. But in a clever sort of way, this mule could be working, waiting, and learning and planning for a sacred kind of day. A day when burning sticks and crosses is not mere child's play, but a madman. His most incandescent bloom, whose lovely soul is imperfection and his most lustrous groom. So stand fast, young old mule, soothe in contemplation thy burning hole and aching thigh. Your stubbornness is of the living, and cruel anxiety is about to die.
Freedom for your daddy. Freedom for your mama. Freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom for me. Freedom for your daddy's daddy. Freedom for your mama. Mama, freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom for me. Thank you. Freedom for your daddy's daddy. Freedom for your mama's mama. Freedom for your brothers and sisters. But no freedom for me.
Simone in 1967 doing I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free from Sugar in My Bowl. Charles Mingus before that with Freedom from the CD reissue of his 1963 album Mingus, 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 Mingus. Well, if you throw around the words free or freedom and jazz, sooner or later you'll be certain to conjure the name of Ornette Coleman, the avant-garde saxophonist who broke through musical barriers in the late 1950s by abandoning conventional chord progressions and structures. His 1960 album Free Jazz, devoted to one long performance of the title composition, gave this emerging movement its name. That same year, he released another album called Change of the Century that represented a creative step forward and offered this tune, which one critic praises for the way in which it features a double-tongued line that races up and down in free time before giving way to the ensemble's totally spontaneous inventions. Here's Ornette Coleman and Free on Nightlights. Alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman and Free with Don Cherry on trumpet, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums from Coleman's album Change of the Century. Ornette Coleman was an inspiration to many jazz artists when he emerged on the scene at the end of the 1950s, including some musicians who'd come up in the bebop days, such as fellow saxophonist Jackie McLean. In the liner notes to his 1962 album Let Freedom Ring, McLean wrote, "Ornette Coleman has made me stop and think. He has stood up under much criticism, yet he never gives up his cause, freedom of expression. The search is on." We're also going to hear from modern-day jazz singer Renee Marie, who sparked a storm of controversy herself in 2008 when she interpolated the lyrics of James Weldon Johnson's Lift Every Voice and Sing, often referred to as the Black National Anthem, into a performance of the Star-Spangled Banner. Marie's now made a studio recording of that interpolation as part of her ambitious Voice of My Beautiful Country CD, and we'll close out this Freedom Jazz edition of Nightlights with it. First, Jackie McLean and Omega from Let Freedom Ring.
Thank you. With a harmony of liberty, let our rejoice. loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of hope that the present has brought us. Facing the
close with singer Renee Marie performing her interpolation of Lift Every Voice and Sing and the Star-Spangled Banner from her 2011 release Voice of My Beautiful Country. Jackie McLean before that with Omega from his 1962 Blue Note album Let Freedom Ring. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl and from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.